the deciding factor. Stories of people reaching crossroads in their lives.
Not so fast, Julian!
Adrian will never get there, you dawdle!
I don't see the point in rushing and arriving all hot and sweaty.
Exercise!
What's the head that's so important?
It's a village.
How do you know?
With a square.
How do you know that?
And a church.
Oh, no. Not another church.
Oh, Philistine.
They like Italian wedding cakes. Overdone.
Well, this one's beautiful. By Zimmerman. Dominica Zimmerman. Rococo. Oh, why I should know so much about it.
Ever since we entered Germany, you've been odd, Julian. As if you knew this area.
Like
me. It's your first time here.
You said it all seems so familiar.
Yeah.
The whole Bavarian Alps, the hills, the forests. I seem to know it so well. It was telling the truth.
I could do with a beer.
I've never been to Germany before.
Ice cold.
Ever before.
Oh. A nice, fleshy Fräulein. And a draught of beer.
It's as if I've been lived here before.
Gunfire! The wall! Adrian, the wall!
Presenting Romano Gawley as Adrian and Robert Finlayson as Julian in Revenant by John Caviglia, a production by Andre Botman.
A moment there, I thought you'd gone on the blink. Gunfire indeed.
The band. It sounded like...
I know, I know. Have another beer. It'll refresh you.
I will.
They know how to serve it. Nice, long glasses.
Well, don't you agree it was worth it?
Still... It isn't necessary to cycle like that. That's probably what gave you that fit.
It wasn't a fit.
Whatever. That, and burying yourself in all those Baroque churches.
Rococo.
It all looks the same to me. Why did you have to choose them for your architectural thesis?
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, it's affected your head for sure.
Look, are you going to let me drink my beer in peace?
Gunfire.
Hello? They're at it again.
You were at it last night.
Was I?
It's those nightmares.
Rolling about and groaning in your sleep.
The minute we got into Germany, when we crossed the lake, I stopped in Friedrichshafen.
Yes. You said they began there.
It's been getting worse the deeper we get into Germany.
What do you dream about?
Oh, I don't know, really. About running and...
Ah, Fräulein. Machen ich haben Cheesen and Brot.
You speak English, sir. What do you want?
I told you.
What are you doing tonight?
We'll have the cheese platter. Bread, pate on the verst. Oh, and another round of beers. Double each.
Yes, sir. We'll have them brought shortly.
Accomplished with ease. How do you do it?
It's those dreams. They make everything so easy. Like I've done it all before.
Sat here? And ordered, you mean?
Yes.
Ah, they're off.
A warm summer's day, like this. And the church across the square. The doors were closed then.
Julian. I am the Emperor Julian, apostate and heathen. In your dreams, you have seen the past?
Like a procession. A pageant of forgotten images, faces and people and places. All passing by.
From the forests and hills, these. Every night, Adrian, the same story. Myself running, hiding, knowing nothing except fear.
Though I've never been there before. I knew Munich. By night.
München.
München. München. 1936. You and I were there.
The mad, the crippled, hemophiliacs and homosexuals. We have no place for them in Germany, in our new Germany. Well, are you with us?
With you? I don't understand.
The National Socialists.
Clint, are you crazy? These people are murderers. Have you seen how they attack other political parties, beating up their opponents, murdering and abusing anyone who won't accept their ideas?
I might have guessed. You wouldn't understand.
You are one of them.
A liberal. A left-wing intellectual. You have always enjoyed posing as such. At the university, you have made it quite clear what your attitudes are. Do you know what some of the men call you?
I have never cared what people thought. Only what I think.
In the beer hall last night, they made an effigy of you and drank a toast.
Drunk.
Sebastian the Apostate. After the Emperor Julian, the heathen.
He was not a heathen, Julian. Only in the eyes of the early Christian church.
No. To you, he would be a hero. Sebastian. Sebastian. Apostate. Apostate. Is that how you want to be known?
It does not matter how I am known. What matters is what is here, in my head.
They called you other things besides.
I have no illusions about that. No doubt you joined in.
They are my friends.
And I was your lover.
Why do you think I'm here? Renounce your ideas. Join us. We are signing up, forming our own regiment. An elite corps made of the best of the students of the upper classes. I've arranged for you to be initiated, to get the dueling scar.
No, thank you.
It is the only way.
Oh, it is barbaric, it's primitive.
Where will you go? They're rounding up all the traitors now.
You ask me to be part of something I find repulsive.
You are German! A part of this nation! You could be part of its great resurrection.
Oh, yes. A nation that has given the world men like Dürer and Kant and Schiller and Goethe, Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Wagner. And now it offers nothing but murder in all directions. Its finest intellectuals flee. The universities are stripped of their dons. Doctors and scientists, artists have fled or been murdered. And the schools have become military camps, training their scholars to be cannon fodder. There is nothing left behind but an ancient tribe of bloodthirsty Goths.
Choose. Left-wing radicals. Perverts and degenerates. You are one of them. You will be taken with the rest.
Ginter, you will betray me.
I serve the Reich. Can you hear? Tonight, they are smashing the homes and the shops of the Jews. That is how we deal with the enemies of the Reich. Deutschland! Deutschland, der Wache! Tomorrow, you will be next. Degenerate! Deutschland! Deutschland! Deutschland, der Wache!
Ginter. Ginter. You make me ashamed to be German.
Sebastian?
Max.
Uncle Max. Sebastian, is it you?
Uncle.
Sebastian, what is it? How did you get here? Where is your transport?
I walked.
Walked? From München? Why?
The trains weren't safe. Not the roads. I traveled at night, keeping to the woods.
They're looking for you. The Nazis.
Who else? Yes.
Why?
They wanted me to join them. A student regiment. I refused.
Perhaps you should have joined them. That way, you would have been safe.
Would you have? You haven't had your Uncle Max. That's why you're living in hiding in this remote part of the island.
I am not in hiding yet. But I live remotely, yes.
Anyway, it wouldn't have helped. I've always been outspoken. My views are too well known.
I told you it doesn't pay to be a notorious student, Sebastian. You should have behaved discreetly. Particularly because of what you are.
Why? I do not feel I have anything to be ashamed of. And you, Uncle Max, are you ashamed of your political ideas?
Why have you come here? Do you want me to hide you?
No, no, it would be too dangerous for both of us. I thought I could persuade you to come with me.
With you? Where?
Right. I hadn't quite thought. I left in such a hurry. Maybe south, southwards. Italy, Austria, even.
A southern fly? Just like that? I think you had better come with me, Sebastian. Back to my cabin. My cabin is deep enough in the forest not to be noticed. Not the smoke from his chimney, even. And the forest is so dense. As you see, it is difficult to tell night from day.
It's almost night now.
I'm pleased to see you like my cheese. I make it myself from the milk of my goats. And the butter, too. I see you're not sparing in your use of the butter.
Of course, it's delicious.
So you see, Sebastian, I want for nothing. Here we could be comfortable and safe.
Never safe.
You must be starving, eh?
I haven't eaten properly in 3 days. Berries from the trees and a few vegetables grubbed from the patch of some farmer.
Well, eat your fill, but there's plenty. But why do you keep stuffing bread and cheese into your haversack?
For later.
I told you. Stay here.
No, Uncle Max, please. Believe me, it won't be safe.
Since the collapse of the Weimar Republic, even after Hindenburg's death, I have lived here undisturbed.
And why have you had to live here? Because they began rounding up the communists and the republicans, even the monarchists.
They do not know I am here. They are not looking for me specifically.
Maybe not. But this area is too close to the border. They will start to guard it heavily and have it patrolled. And one day they will search this very forest. They will find you here.
I am a poor cottager, a few goats growing some vegetables.
And me? If I stay here, what am I doing here? Why am I not in uniform? Oh, it won't take them long to find out who I am. Besides, me they are looking for. Binta will make sure of that.
Your friend?
Oh, no one has friends in Germany now. Everyone is a betrayer.
And you and I?
You are my favorite uncle, Max. I do not want to see you destroyed. That's why I want you to come with me. We could make it together.
For me, I am too old. I would only slow you down.
Oh.
Yes. You are right. Perhaps you should go now.
No, tonight. No delays.
One night, what difference will that make? You need the rest. What is that?
Wolves? You have wolves in this forest?
There hasn't been a wolf in these parts in over 100 years.
They're coming for me.
No. They could be searching for someone else. Don't panic.
Even if they were. If they find me here.
I could hide you.
The dogs would stick me out. I must go.
No.
Max.
No, I could never run. Leave me behind. I'll take cover for you. Delay them. Come. Let me show you the way.
No good. I won't escape.
Yes. This route is a little difficult because of the undergrowth. But it is quick, nevertheless. And they won't be able to find if you follow.
Come with me, please.
No. I am safe. Do not worry about me.
Never question him. You know thy method.
You talk. Come, quickly. The dogs, they are so close. Hurry.
Max, the lights from the torches. They will find us. We will be caught.
We have lost them. Or rather, They have lost us. You see, Sebastian, I know these forests.
Where are we?
On the far side, an area which is largely uncultivated. You will find no one will encounter you.
Which way should I go, Max?
Go straight down this hill. There is a brook at the bottom. Walk into it and follow the direction in which it runs, upstream. That way, the dogs will not be able to pick up your scent.
Yeah.
Eventually, you will come to farmland. By morning, if you follow the brook, you will discover a small village. It probably hasn't been affected by too much Nazi propaganda. There, you will be safe.
For a while.
And you can plan which way you will go to leave Germany. Now, my friend, it is time for us to say our goodbyes. It is a good thing.
I have always been against the book learning.
What is it? What is happening?
Where have you been these past few days that you don't know?
Be quiet, Marilgard. Can't you see the man is a stranger to our village? Where are you from?
From Steinhausen.
Oh, so far?
What are you doing here?
I'm interested in church architecture.
Student, you should be in uniform, young man.
You would be wanting to look at our church, no doubt. It's a fine one.
Yes, so that is why I'm here.
Personally, I don't believe in all that studying. Waste of time. Most students are engaged in politics against the state.
Where have you heard such?
Such what?
You are probably right, Hildegard.
Of course I am. It is in the newspaper. My sister brought me one from München. Educators and deviates, that's what the article said. They was in black and white, as large as life. And if you cannot believe the papers, then who can you believe, I ask you?
I'm sure the editors will be pleased to know that the members of the public have such faith in them.
You are right, Frau Hildegard. The Minister of Propaganda has done excellent work in ensuring the veracity of Germany's newspapers. What is your name, young man?
I suppose you were taught by some of those German traitors.
I am not a student.
Oh, I doubt if they could be termed, Frau Hildegard. Foreigners, undoubtedly.
Out with them all, I say. Foreigners, traitors, whatever.
What did you say your name was?
What are these youths doing?
Now you should be like them. Look how smart they are in their uniforms.
The youths of this village have been very enterprising. Not only have they created their own Hitler Youth.
Yes, definitely. You should be like them.
Oh, I suppose you are a bit old to join them. But a conscript. Aren't you in uniform? What is your name?
What are they burning?
Books. Our loyal children heard about the rallies being organized in the large towns and cities and said that our village should show that we support the government's policies by a little demonstration of our own. Everywhere they have managed to rid our culture of the corrupt influences of those treasonous writers.
The books are
the
bright.
The soul of the German people can again express itself.
Any book which acts subversively on our future must be destroyed.
These flames not only illuminate the end of an old era, they also light up the new.
Who would have thought there could be so many books in our village? Surely it must mean that we have lots of traitors in our midst.
Oh, no, Frau Hildegard. We are fortunate that is not the case.
Oh? Then where do all these books come from?
Oh, most of them are from the library of the doctor.
Dr. Mankiewicz.
Yeah.
Oh, to think I once let my children be nursed by him.
Oh, you were not to know, Frau Hildegard. That is one of the dangers about them. Their charm.
I hope they have dealt with him.
Oh, they have. Our boys have turned him over to the authorities. After a merry beating.
Oh, where has that young man gone?
Huh? Oh, he has slipped away. Odd.
There is something about him I do not like, Herr Wassermann.
Oh.
Perhaps we should report his presence to the authorities.
Oh, our village is small. He will soon be noticed. But you are right, Frau Hildegard. I think we must tell our security chief.
Where is he? Oh, answer me! I don't know.
Of course you do.
He was here, with you. Günther, I beg.
Hauptsturmführer Stappenberg!
Hauptsturmführer? Günther, I knew you when you were a boy, when you and Sebastian...
Stiller!
Please, I beg of you, no more.
You haven't answered my question. He was here, wasn't he? Answer me! The dog picked up traces of his scent. You hit him.
He came to visit me.
Don't lie. Oh. You knew he was on the run. Your mother told you.
He didn't. He didn't. No.
You are on the same. Liberals. Lunatics. Homosexuals. Criminals. The same. Liars! Listen to me, my dear Maximilian. Listen very carefully. I will catch our dear Sebastian. And when I have finished with him, he will be even less of a man than he is. As for you, well, I have other plans for you. Bring him!
Your...
Dear Uncle Max, I have no way of knowing if this letter will reach you, but it is a pleasant task, and I feel a way of sharing one last link with you. As crazy as this may seem, I'm presently sitting at the table of a tiny cafe, enjoying the late afternoon sunshine, and noting a few villagers who pass by. They are soldiers, of course. Some wretched children of the village parading in their uniforms and shouting Nazi slogans. As soon as it's dark, I will set up at the border. That way, no one will notice my going or the direction I have taken. Of course, I shall stick to the forest wherever possible and avoid the roads. When I post this letter, I will buy various hiker's maps, 7 for different routes, to allay suspicion, just in case. However, I doubt whether anyone has really taken much note of me. I look very much what I am, a student relaxing in the country. And they're more concerned with their book burning and hounding the few villagers whom they've decided are undesirable.
You are sure?
Ja, Herr Hauptsturmführer. He wouldn't give his name, though Herr Wassermann asked him several times.
Tall, blonde, good-looking?
Yeah. Not as tall as yourself, though, and, well, sort of delicate.
Yes,
Sebastian. Yes, it is him. Thank you, Frau Hilgard. Your patriotism is an inspiration to womanhood.
For the Reich, Herr.
The Reich! Heil Hitler! Take that traitor Max out.
Well, my dear Sebastian, the time is drawing near when we shall meet again. In the meantime, if you choose to ignore the bait we've set you, my men can still have their fun.
Boy, what is it, boy?
They've caught a communist who's been hiding in the forest for several years. He's to be executed in the square tomorrow morning. I wish they'd do it now.
A communist? Is he not in this village?
My mother says she has seen him come here a couple of times to get groceries and things, but that has been very seldom. Probably scared to show his face too much here. These villagers are very loyal to our Führer.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. But does your mother know the name of this man?
No, but she says he must be from Berlin. He has a dialect.
Berlin?
Why do they have to delay the execution? It means having to wait a whole night for it.
Tell me, boy, this man, what did he look like? Did your mother say?
No. If you want to see him, you can look for yourself. They bring him along now.
Max!
I wonder if they'll want us to take part in the execution. Boy, that would be something.
Not as good as Turkish tobacco, but it will improve.
Such loyalty to smoke German cigarettes.
What's that, old man? Speak up. I can't hear you.
Nothing.
No, I'm sure your conversation is most interesting. Here, wipe your mouth with my handkerchief. Oh, you can't. I forgot your hands were tied. Well, I will do it for you. There. You see, I can be most gentle when I want to be. What a mess we made of your mouth. Ah, well, can't be helped. It's just one of those things.
Violence. Nothing but violence and cruelty.
What's that? Oh, dear. Lips bleeding again. What's left of them? I'll have to wipe them again. Gently does it. There. And just a little on this side.
This is a church. Why have you brought me here?
To pray. So you can make a good confession. Oh, how forgetful of me. You are an atheist.
That pole they were erecting in the square outside. I am to be tied to that.
Perhaps.
Will you shoot me? Oh. You have something more appealing to your twisted mind.
Bullets are precious. Particularly now that war seems imminent. It would be unpatriotic to waste them. But flogging, well, one can get exercise at the same time.
What satisfaction do you get from tormenting others?
Satisfaction? The only thing that will satisfy me is to have your beloved nephew in my grasp.
You hate him so much. You were friends.
Friends. Throughout our years together, I remained in the shade. He excelled at everything. No matter how good I was. And I was good. Even you have to admit that, Maximilian. But I could never beat him. But that is not the reason why I hate him.
Why, then?
It does not matter.
Why have you kept me alive? Why have you not finished me off before this?
So many questions, Maximilian. That is a good sign. A lively brain. even in dying, to ask questions.
Why?
Oh, surely it is obvious, Maximilian. A place like this, so public, you are bound to be seen.
I get it. I am the trap. Sebastian is here.
Yes. And he is a sentimentalist. He will try to get access to you. And when he sees how casually you have been guarded...
No. No.
Should I tell you where he is now? Standing on the far side of the square, staring at the church. He's undecided. He does not know what to do. Should he melt into the gathering darkness? Oh, he knows you are inside. Should he try to make one last desperate bid to contact you? Perhaps, oh, foolish ambition, even rescue you. He has made up his mind. He will try to reach you. There are no guards outside, so he feels it is safe to try. He stops to cross the square. He quickens his steps. Pauses. Looks about him furtively. There is no one. Not a sign. Then he decides to continue. Walks. Reaches the steps. And walks up them.
No. No.
You are surprised that I should know his movements so well. Hate and love are closely related. The one can so quickly become the other. They are obsessions. And when you are obsessed with someone, then you feel an empathy with him. You live and breathe as he does. So it is with Sebastian and me. I sense his approach. He stands outside, at the doors, waiting, thinking. His thoughts are flying like my thoughts. Flying. His heart beating to the beat of my heart. I could not draw him in so successfully if I had strings with which to do it. His hand is on the door. It turns. It opens. And he knows. All the time, he knows that I am sitting here in the dark, waiting.
Kilton?
Hello, Günther.
It is undoubtedly a beautiful church, a very fine example of its period. It sprang from a moment of inspiration in human history, in praise of heaven and to celebrate the joy of being alive. Lively. Such ecstasy can be perceived in its gilded scallops and scrolls, in the floating figures which all ascend, like music, with all its accidences.
Like music. Feeling so intense.
something happened here.
But it has been witness to events that contrast terribly with its lovely grace. To think that the very same people who could create such beauty and match that beauty with music as ennobling, that people could be stirred to such appalling savagery. Persecution and prejudices. No. I am afraid that narcissism will always remain the darkest episode in our nation's life.
There were murders here, too? In this quiet village?
Yes. Not so quiet, then. There were many people murdered in the square outside, and even one peculiar incident in the church itself. Quite extraordinary, that.
Yes, Father?
A student from Munich, trying to flee the country, I guess. However, he chose instead to come into this church one night. There was an elderly man involved somehow, I think, yes.
And what happened, Father?
The facts are not very clear. Before my time, you see, and most of it speculation and gossip.
But you know the story.
The student was shot, and quite early in the night, from the evidence. As for the young SS officer, well, it seems he sat with the corpse. Till sometime just before dawn, it was then that he must have hanged himself.
Hanged?
Yes. Most odd. The old man escaped, I believe. But the young men... Well, all that is history now. And we have no way of turning back the pages to find out the truth, regrettably. They were friends once, so I've been told.
Friends?
Once. Who knows what passions seed in the hearts of the young? The moment misunderstood, little rivalries that fester, jealousies, love that has soured. So often a spurned love can broil over into hate, hatred as intense, and guilt, perhaps. What does it matter now? These things have a way of resolving themselves. But enough. You two should be out enjoying the morning sunshine.
Good idea, Father. I've been trying to persuade Julian to do that ever since we got here.
Warm sunshine, wine, and a leisured conversation with a good friend. Now, what could be more ideal than that? Leave the past to the dead. Enjoy your friendships while you can. They so quickly become old.
I doubt if that will happen to us, Father. Adrian and I are very close.
Very close friends.
Revenant was written for The Deciding Factor by John Cavigia. Romano Gorley appeared as Adrian and Gunther, with Robert Finlayson as Julian and Sebastian. Michael Drin was Maximilian. Linda Delport, Frau Hilgard. Lionel Newton, the Hitler Youth. Robert Delkirk, Herr Wassermann, and the Bystander. And, as the priest, you heard John Cavigia. Sound effects were devised by Eckhard Barr and Mark Jennings. Audio control, Sharon Waugh. Tune in next Sunday night for the final drama in this series before close down. The Deciding Factor is directed and produced by Andre Botner.
Each man kills a thing he loves. Each man kills a thing he loves. Da-da-da, da-da-da.